Okay, we're good to go.
Okay. So I am Kevin Wilkinson, I guess acting chairperson of the Respiratory Care Licensing Board. And I'd like to call this meeting of the board to order. So it is now 1:08 p.m. on March 19th, 2024. The meeting's being held in room 402 of the Heber M. Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah, and via Google Meets and phone. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, minutes will also be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The following board members are in attendance. Let's see, Kevin Wilkinson, Dr. Robert Mazzola, David Escobar, Jana Johansson, Bernice Paloma. I don't know if I got that right or not.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, Brian Pedersen and Alex Christiansen is here with us.
We also have Matt Johnson he's our legal analyst here at Doppel as well.
Oh, excellent. So you said Matt Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. So Matt Johnson, a legal expert, is here with us too.
Oh, that's
easy. Kim Binion is absent. Following individuals representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Looks like just Jana Johansson, Brian Pedersen, and Bernice Paloma.
Yes.
Hey, we welcome any visitors and interested persons. At this time, we ask any visitors to please enter your name in the Google Meets chat for the record. Visitors, please be sure to identify yourself again before speaking during the meeting. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, this time we ask for all cell phones and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. As a reminder, all board members must adhere to the Utah Public Officers and Employees Ethics Act, Utah Code 67, Chapter 16, which includes in part the disclosure of any actual conflicts of interest that will create a substantial conflict between one's private interest and public duties. Let us now proceed with the agenda. Okay. Now, let me switch over to the agenda. Okay, so it looks like we have Alexandra Christiansen here for a probation review. Yeah, Jana?
May I just, I don't know if you have an amended agenda or not, but we need to approve the minutes from the March 21st, 2023 meeting. And I believe that's on the amended agenda. So could we do that before we go to the appointments?
Yes.
So Kevin, what you'll need to do is ask for a motion to approve. You'll need to give a second, and then you'll need to ask all in favor. And because we can't see Dr. Mazzola raise his hand, you'll need to just, it will be easiest if you just name call everyone so that they can say yes or no.
Okay, that sounds very good. Okay, so we have a motion to, we need to approve our minutes from last time. What was the date of that, Jana?
March 21, 2023.
Okay, so March 21, 2023. Do I have a motion to approve?
I have a second.
Let's see. Well, I need a motion to approve it first.
A motion to approve the minutes from March 21st,
2023. Okay.
Dr. Mazzola seconding that.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, Jana?
So you'll just, it will be you, David and Dr. Mazzola. Those are the three that will need to vote.
All right. So I approve. David?
Yes, I approve.
And Dr. Mazzola?
I approve.
Okay. They have been approved. Okay. Are we okay now to go into appointments?
We are, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, Alexandra.
Just a quick recap. The last board meeting that Alexandra attended was March 21st of 2023. So it's been just about a year. She's requesting early release. There is no concerns from compliance to grant an early release. She's been doing excellent. She has no missed check-ins for an entire year. All UAs have been prescription positive. The prescriptions have been current and are on file. Her employer and supervisor reports have been received on time. She's had very good reviews. Self-assessment reports for the whole year have been completed on time, no concerns. Her meeting attendance logs have been completed on time with no concerns. And her 12-step attendance logs have been completed on time also with no concerns. On compliance portion, I don't see any reason why an early release could be possibly granted for her. Her probation is set to expire on October 2nd of 2024, so it's like 6 months away.
That's pretty impressive, Alexandra. Yeah.
Thanks.
So I had read this information a few days ago when I saw it and was extremely impressed. Sounds like you went through a rough patch and
I did,
have excelled from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any?
I don't know if anyone, I had written a letter. It's actually been about 6 months ago because the last board meeting was canceled. I don't know if you have that in front of you.
I do have that here. Okay. I can read it or you're welcome to read it if you like.
Either way, I can read it if you'd like me to.
That sounds great.
Okay. Just first of all, thank you for taking the time to meet with me and discuss the possibility of early release from probation. In the last 4 years, I have learned a lot about myself. There was a certain time in my life where things became chaotic and I didn't approach it or handle it very well. No excuses there. I learned at that time, I thought I was self-medicating by drinking, was helping my stress, but in reality, it was slowly making it worse, obviously. In the beginning of my probation, to be completely honest, I was in denial. I was frustrated and angry with the situation I was in. I had gotten myself in. Now with a clear head, 4+ years later, I've honestly grown so much. I'm not reading this letter verbatim, but just to gain control of my life again, I've just become a better person, a better mom, a better wife, a better friend, a better colleague, and a better respiratory therapist. I love my job again. I've been able to get rid of some toxic relationships, toxic environments, and surround myself with more positive things. And this whole process has helped me do that. I think it was just a matter of time for me to do that. So to end that, like I just said, much happier, healthier. In no way would I ever want to be in that dark place again. That was not fun. I do see a bright future for myself. I'm actually planning on, I just applied for to go back and get my master's degree, just to further my education in respiratory, which I do take a lot of pride in. I'm excited to get to watch my kids grow up, be there for them, help them with their accomplishments and trials in life with a clear mind. I'm in a much better place emotionally, mentally, and physically, and I'm really looking forward to what comes next. I appreciate all your time for meeting with me and giving me a second chance to show that I could overcome my issues, take one day at a time, and be the best person that I can be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
A little.
The only thing that I'll say with I don't agree that we're giving you a second chance. I think you gave it to yourself and you earned it.
So thank you.
That's really impressive. Okay, so do we do motion to approve this?
If that's what you would like, yes, someone needs to make a motion to agree to the early release from probation, if that's what your thoughts are.
My personal thoughts was I was extremely impressed with the hard work that you've done, especially seeing where you came from. It's an uphill battle to do that. I was very impressed.
Thank you.
That would be my thought on it.
Yeah, good job, Alex. Sounds like you've gotten a lot better and things are improving in your life. So we're really proud of you.
This is Dr. Mazzola. I would agree with that. I mean, as a pulmonologist, to see you come through and successfully give yourself that second chance and correct things and get your life on track, I'm happy to have you, you know, back in full strength. So I say yes. I would say let's do an early dismissal.
Okay, so that would be our motion to approve.
This is Dr. Robert Mazzola making a motion to approve for an early dismissal.
Okay, Jared?
I second the motion.
Okay, and I second it also. I approve.
Okay, so now you would need to take a vote. So you'll need to say all in favor and go through the roll call one more time.
Okay, all in favor, Jared?
I approve, David. Okay.
Dr. Mazzola?
I approve.
And I approve.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, everybody. And I know Kim's not here, but hopefully she sees the recording. I would like to thank her. She's amazing. I really appreciate her and respect her a lot. So
she is an awesome person. Jaina?
I just wanted to let you know, Alex, you'll need to follow with your probation just for a little bit longer. We'll write up the paperwork. It has to go be signed by the division director. Once he signs it, that's the actual end date of probation. Okay. So if you have reports or something that are needed before he signs it, you'll need to make sure that all of that gets in because we're near the end of the month, right? So you don't want to be out of compliance for that last teeny bit. Okay. But I will get that written up and sent to him very quickly. It'll just be on his schedule when he can sign it. It shouldn't be too long, though.
Okay, so just continue with the check-ins daily and...
Yes, continue with everything. Bernice will let you know when it's official, and you'll also get notified another way as well. But Bernice will be watching for that and will let you know.
Okay.
So I'll send you a recap of today's meeting, what was discussed, and just like a brief timeline. But like Jenna said, continue your check-ins. If it comes to the first, submit your reports, do your assessments. And then I will email you the order that's signed to let you know that you're released and I'll have the date on there. So yeah, just continue what you're doing.
Okay.
But congratulations. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So you are welcome to stay on, or you don't have to stay on. Completely up to you, Alex, for the rest of our meeting. So it looks like with the new discussion items, we're tabling the HB 570.
Yes, Kim is the one that asked to add it on. It was legislation this past session. It didn't pass through, and I am not sure what she wanted to talk about. Other than it didn't pass, I don't know. I apologize. I don't know what she wanted to speak about it.
Okay.
This is Dr. Mazzola. She just texted me back that she's still out of town, and I'm not completely certain what points she wanted to make with respect to this. So I would just say let's table it for the next meeting, at which point she can further illustrate what she'd like to say.
Okay. Right. So the next thing is the respiratory care compact information.
Yes. So I got notified it was probably late December, that in January and in February, the National Center for Interstate Compacts, the Council of State Governments, was going to be meeting to start talking about a respiratory care compact with all of this, you know, any states that wanted to join it. So in the very early stages, right now it's being funded through the Department of Defense, the Council of State Governments, and the American Association for Respiratory Care. They asked me to be part of the technical assistance group And so I met with them and a few other state representatives, both license holders and administrators, to talk about building up a compact. We met on January 18th and February 1st, and they took all of the information that they gathered from us, just general questions on scopes of practice for license holders, process licensing processes in different states, that kind of information. And then they were sending it to their team that's going to build language for the licensing language. And then they'll, once they've got it built, they'll present it to legislation committees and see if they can get it rolling through states. So it's at the very, very, very early stages of everything. But I did want you to know that that's on the horizon. There is some interest. Usually Utah is an adopter of compacts. We are part of every one that has been presented. And if we aren't a part of it, then it's in legislation or working on becoming coming to our legislators. So we enter them easily and frequently. A lot of states are very interested in this from the meeting that we had. And a lot of states were talking about how they've got people reaching out to them all the time about interstate compact interest. I think Utah is the only state where I said, this is not something that we get a lot of questions on. I get a lot of questions from different groups on compacts, but I haven't had any questions about the respiratory care compact, or even if one is available or going to be started, or nothing at all. So I was surprised that other states had so much interest in it, because I just am not seeing that. I'm glad that the compact is being talked about. I think they're great, and Utah in general supports them. So we'll see how this plays out. I just wanted you to be aware of what was happening.
Thank you. I know about a year ago, I had one of our respiratory therapists here go to Nevada, and she wanted to work there. And it was about a 6-month process for her to get approval.
Yeah. Most states are fairly slow in their licensing. A month is probably a good timeline for most, and 6 months is probably more realistic. Utah, as a whole across all professions, Utah is very fast. We are much quicker than most. So
yeah,
great. Intermountain just licensed me through multiple states. I mean, physicians have been doing this for some time, and it's a very much more smooth process. Albeit we have some help to get that taken care of, but compacts are very nice, and I think they open up a lot of opportunity to get the help that we need.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, the only thing that I have on this, unless something else was added, is future board scheduling.
This is another one where I just wanted to let you know that, not specifically related to you, I oversee the mental health professionals, and they have had a big change with their board where they are now going into a composite board. So it's shuffling every board that I work with around, time-wise and date-wise and month-wise. I don't have anything set right yet. I just want you to be aware that we may have to shift from our March and September meetings due to all of this shifting. I will let you know the second I know what's going to happen with that, so that we can kind of work together. But just be aware that in the future, coming up shortly, I'll have a better idea of what's happening, but there will most likely be a change to the date that we meet. Maybe not the time. The time could still stay the same, but depending on how the other board is going to work, and we have 8 boards that we've got to shuffle around to help with this change, and every board is having this same kind of shuffle. So I apologize for that. We'll try very hard to be as accommodating as we can, but do know that some changes to scheduling are going to be happening in the near future.
Okay. Thank you. Was there anything else on discussion items that were added from the agenda?
Nothing else.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have anything? All right. Let me get back to that other paper. Okay, let's see. All right, so I guess we just end the meeting now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is now 1:28 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.